所以呢，菩萨能够安贫守道。安呢，就是心平而不起；贫呢，就是对境。对境的时候呢，必须要自守正道，维慧事业。为了成就所有一切的善法法业，依止正慧。
And then a bodhisattva is at peace with being poor and abiding by the path. He sees nothing but only wisdom. It means that a situation or condition, a bodhisattva must be abiding by Buddha's teaching, toward enlightenment,with a peace mind, and he also has used the proper wisdom to success all purely karma.
有一个居士呢，他呢找不到其他的朋友，跟他去韩国朝圣，就是去韩国办理一些寺庙。后来呢，他就找到我，我说好啊，我们就一起去韩国。去呢参访一些寺庙，可是这一个居士呢非常的火慢，那么言路上呢老是发脾气，他没有去想到说呢，你去到寺庙里面，所有寺庙里面的出家人是看得上的，他会给你住，会给你啊吃，还招呼你，是因为看和尚的面子。然后呢，我想我素质在韩国因缘结得不错，所以去到那里呢，很多法师啊，虽然我不认识，第一次认识，但是呢，他们都很欢喜。那你看，纵使你请我吃饭，可是你在那里住的住宿费，我也可以抵过来了，对不对？他就是没有想到这一点，我要吃个饭也不行，吃个面也不行。后来我从韩国回来啊，胃痛了一个半月，要吃什么都不对，反正他就是给你脸色看。我心里在想，难怪没有人愿意跟你出来。到最后呢，有一个法师啊，真的看不惯，那个法师呢，私底下拿了一大碟，这么大碟哦，拿我到旁边，说以后你不要用它了，你用吧，我给你。可是这个法师我第一次碰面，我不认识。我说不用了，没关系啦。因为呢，我希望这一次他出来能够看到自己的真面目。你口中说你很有慈悲心，很有施舍心，你的内心的烦恼性这么强。然后呢？你们知道这个法师啊，我不认识的，拿多少钱给我？30万韩币，30万韩币，可能在我们这里觉得不多，在那里，他们一个月的单金呢，大概就最多1万，等于30个月的单金。我说你怎么有这么多钱？我说我平常都不花，他平常都不花，连居士供养的第一次碰面的人愿意都给我。后来我跟他讲说，这个不报暂时留着，也许我下一次来还可以再碰碰，到时候再说。那里的法师我完全不认识，我第一次去，就有那个法师开着他自己的车，说我带你一晚，不要给他跟。我说他跟我来，不给他跟，那我不就更惨？我回来也更难看的。然后呢，那个法师都跟我用笔交谈，因为他们虽然不会讲汉语，可是他会写汉语。在这个时候呢，让我深深的去体会到，如果你做任何事是用真心的，众生不忍你受苦。如果你现在受苦，你不用计较，你不是真心的。你看他不忍心我受苦了。我讲过韩国，我第一次去，所有的法师我通通不认识。若不是因地我在那边曾经付出过。哪有这种姻缘？你去到那里，他不认识你， 很多的寺庙乃至旅行团去不到，可是我能够去到，我还去到他们的灵鹫山，还去到他们的无数菩萨住持的道场，还去到观音菩萨住持的道场。
One lay woman invited me to Korea with her. We visited several temples in Korea. This lay woman was pouty, and she was a terrible temper. I had a bad experience traveling with her at that time. She treated me badly, even those Korean monks were angry about her manner. Although those Korean monks who I was just first met, they even gave the money to me when they saw that this lay woman did not take care of my food. They even asked me not to go with her, but they would take me to visit several famous temples in Korea. I realized that the living beings would not bear to see you in sufferings if you do treat others with the sincere mind. If you feel that you are in sufferings, it means that you don't treat others with the true and sincere mind. I had mentioned that was my first time to visit the Korean. If I never planted good cause in my past life, I won't have this kind of good causing and effect in Korea. Even I was able to visit many of famous temples in Korea that people have hardly to visit in. Let's take a look at the false enlightenment. Because people are lazy and degenerate, and they give themselves the excuse, they would not stop their wrongdoings. Moreover, we realize that to receive the precepts is easy, but it is difficult to receive and retain it. It is just like we had to take one time to climb up to the 10th floor. we can fall down only in an instant. The one who makes the decision is ourself, and you make your bed, so you must lie on it. Anytime you have to be mindful to make big strides forward, any one of you, you have no right to ask for going forward or drawing back.
所以常行精进，你自己呢，每一分每一秒你都要清楚跟明白你已经在行为，你必须提起你的精明，精明是什么？智慧。你必须用智慧的光明来观察，你不进也不行，因为没有资格说你要退回原处，没有资格，不是说你，包括我在内，任何人没有资格。如是转这个烦恼性，常常让自己鼓励自己，教导自己，在这个正道上而行，你就可以破除烦恼恶。再大的烦恼都可以破除，为什么呢？因为我能行之者以及所受之境，到最后终归无常。像这样子给自己以这个正法业，以这个呢善观因缘，就可以摧伏世魔。哪世魔？天魔、死魔、五阴炽盛魔以及烦恼魔。天魔是因为你心起魔，起什么魔？起爱染欲。你想要去束缚别人，可是别人有资格不让你束缚。常常这样子回光返照，反照自己，觉性就能够起，就能够离魔。那我们来看这个魔字，为什么这个魔字呢？这个魔字上面是这个广，里面是双木林，下面是一个鬼，鬼的组成是小儿的私心，就是不是大人的正见。然后呢，这种小鬼的心量，自私的心，织成如铁这么广披，所以入森林里面出不来。讲难听一点，这个魔的起就是爱欲，狂妄自大，一直认为自己的条件很好，就忘了去反观我自己的条件不够，我应该以我现在的资源来长养我的阴暗不足之处。这个是我的师长，当我见到他第一句不是我的话，叫做道光养晦。你那个光明不是往外一直要给别人认识你，要给别人看到你，你应该把这个光明返回来长养我们自己不足之处。你们看，你们哪里去拜师，哪里去找师父？我的恩师在15年前告诉我这句话，我到今天还在用。
One must practice diligence in one's spiritual cultivation. Every single second or minute, you must clearly understand what you are doing. You must use the wisdom to observe the things. And all of you, including of me, have no right to say that you want to stay at the same point of view or to turn back to the original place. You overly teach yourself by following this proper way to clear up the worries. You then able to break away from the afflictions, no matter what bit it is. You have to teach yourself observing all conditions by using the observation of impermanence. Furthermore, you are able to destroy and vanquish the four kinds of devil. Devil of samsara world, devil of death, devil of suffering, devil from the five aggregate of form, feeling, perception, tenderness, and consciousness. Devil of samsara world comes from your love desire of mind. Once you are involved in the conditions, if you are able to enlighten that others have right not to satisfy of your needs, if you can observe all things in this way, you can break away the devil. The Chinese character of devil combines with the words of ghost, forest, and it has its special meaning in it. In a word, the devil comes from our own proper mind. Once we are so proud of ourselves, everything is not following by the ancient code. The devil was creative. I remember the verse my venerable master told to me when I first saw him. He told me, hiding our light and cover our trace, it means that we must not expect others to know us. We have to shine within ourselves and correct our habits.
所以你自如意魔一出，自然而然众生呢就被拥护，就好像我刚刚所说的，众生不忍你受苦一样。所以魔从何处起？魔呢能起之处就是自己的贪欲，自私自利，心魔若不起，外魔绝对不能入。This
verse has its deeply meaning. The true meaning of hide our light and cover our trace is to tell us that we should not let our light shine outwardly. Don't expect others to know you right away. When your cultivation and virtue is ready to be known, your light of virtue cannot be covered. Moreover, the dim walls are caused by our greedy desires. The devil of greedy desire were created from our mind first. If you don't calm out the mind, the devil won't affect you at all.
所以让你受苦的是自己错误的想法。如果呢，你能够常行精进，常行去破除自己的爱染欲染，你自然就出阴常的这个世界，自然就不入这个地狱之狱。所以能出离地狱之苦，不是别人能够救，只要你自己愿意走出这个地狱的幽暗。Buddha
had ever spoke, the biggest hell is the hell of feeling or thinking. The false ideas or thinkings make you insuffer. If you practice diligence in your spiritual cultivation to break away from the love desire in order to be released from the presence of the five substance. No one is able to release your distress. You are the only one who is able to live away from the hells.
菩萨呢不如此，菩萨呢遇到事情呢常住正道。什么叫偏语呢？偏语一个角落叫做偏语。那么如果呢你的心不正道，遇事处境的时候只是很贪求某一个点，没有升官前因后果，没有方圆的智慧，再加上自我呢这个怀疑的根性又产生病变，就容易迷失生死。所以菩萨呢常常啊不间断的心起当下的正念，就是要宽广自己的心量，有学习的度量。这个是我常讲的，为人要有学习的心量，才不会断学多人。
The Bodhisattva is not that list. The Bodhisattva is always mindful, for they will upon the right path of enlightenment. If people only stand on a same viewer of point in any situation, they don't solve the problems with their wide wisdom. Even they come out the doubts, they become sickness. At this moment, they are undergoing person death due to ignorance. The Bodhisattva always mindful to take delight in learning widely. They successive creative the proper thinking. I was always mentioned that people have to take delight in learning widely. Otherwise, the Buddha's teaching will be handed down.
一个人呢，如果啊，只懂得看到自己，我想要，我想要，不懂得去感谢众生对我们的付出，那么就是愚痴的人。所以菩萨呢，常念，常常不间断的这么虚伪，我应该宽广，应该多学。并且呢，多闻呢，不是说啊，我现在听了很多学问就好。多闻是多是降服自己的慢心，闻则是呢依教奉行。
One who only views himself as most important person than any others, one who only acts forgetting from others.He never comes out a thankful mind, thankful others giving for them. This is a selfish and stupid person. A bodhisattva is always mindful to take delight in learning widely and listening extensively. It means that a bodhisattva has vanquished and surrendered his power of mind.And then he has to follow the proper dharmas that Buddha has been teaching to him.
如此呢，才能够增长自己的智慧，也才能够呢，因为自己有经过以及实践过真正的法，才能对自己的习气，才能对自己呢种种啊不善的行为起反观的作用。才有办法成就智慧。所有的点点滴滴是自己亲自走过，才会有辩才，也才能够教化呢所有一切众生。所有的众生根基呢，上中下根愚痴无知，或者是呢心乐殊胜妙法，那么你都有办法呢布施，使令他们就近解脱，得到就近。
And then Bodhisattva is able to increase his wisdom in this way because he had ever experienced those experiences in his life. And he was able to observe his mind through those past experiences. Once he had found out the wrong thinking in his mind, he was able to cut his bad habits off and then attain immeasurable ignorance, teaching all living beings. Whatever the wisdom of all living beings is different, he is able to give them the right teachings to help all living beings to reach the great happiness of Nirvana. The sixth enlightenment reminds us that the poor harbor many resentments. There are four different parts of poverty. The poverty of physical body, the poverty of mind, the poverty of body, either mind, and the poverty neither body nor mind.
不知足不感恩好像有一些众生生有的住有的住可是因为自己愚痴无智不肯学之故常常呢就觉得不足不能随心满愿不能自理。我曾经问过你们呢，你们在学任何事情、学任何学问，是不是自己要挤出时间的？哪里是人家拨时间给你
？What does the poverty of mind mean? It means that one who is no wisdom, one who always not satisfied in mind, or one.Who has without thankful mind? Some people who are not lacking for eating, even other any daily materials, yet they always feel unsatisfied in their minds because they don't expect to learn widely from others when they have free time.
所以心平的人呢，事实上比身平的人更可悲，因为自己懒惰懈怠。又给自己种种的借口不肯学，今生可能他出生在富贵人家，就一直呢用他以前的储蓄。我们讲到所谓的福报呢，是你们以前生生世世放在银行的储蓄，你现在呢因为贪心不知足，又不懂得付出，又不愿意学习，然后就一直用都没有完。所以以前呢，老和尚啊，我们的老师父就告诉我们，享是两福。
In fact, one who lives in a poverty of mind is more pitiful than one who lives in a poverty of body. These kinds of beings who are lazy, even they give themselves the excuse.For not learning anything, they might well born in the wealthy family in their present life. They have just been spending all their breathings or savings that they have been saving or creating at the end of every their single past life. Instead of increasing more of their breathings unsuccessfully, Are they going to use up my venerable master if I refer that enjoying breathing use up breathing?
再来呢是三品。三品呢在我们这里都可以看到。我们呢每次坐车出去就有很多啊很穷的当地这些人。可是呢他们却很知足，所以他们不在心品之内。其实呢身品还是由心品而来，他只是身形上很缺乏，可他们心灵很充足。所以为什么我讲的心品呢比这个身品更可悲。
The next, if the poverty of body, we are easier to see it in Philippines as a real example. When every time we go out by car, I find that they are satisfied in their minds although their life is poor. In fact, the poverty of mind causing the poverty of body. This is the reason what I had mentioned, one who lives in poverty of mind is more pitiful than one who lives in the poverty of body.
再来呢是身心皆贫，心里面呢既无于事无智，也不肯学，然后呢身心呢这个身体又非常的匮乏，物质匮乏，如果是像这类众生所呈现出来的呢就会啊多病多愁呢。但是呢如果你只是身贫而心不贫，这一类众生的话呢，你看到他虽然他穿得很朴实，但是他必定很整齐跟干净，而且充满了感恩心。如果是心贫呢就会壮大声势，表象上呢哦，珠光宝气很好看，可是呢却常常啊不知足。很多有钱人是很心贫的，没有智慧，可是很多贫穷人却充满了智慧，因为他们对这个物质之物呢这钱财呢不屑一顾。那么身心皆贫呢就是更糟糕了，心里面既不富贵，身体呢也非常贫穷。
The next, if the poverty of body neither mind, these kinds of living beingsWho always fall with numberness of warriors, even they always feel sick. These living beings live in poverty of life, and they don't like to take delight in learning widely. Oppositely, if one who is poverty of body nor mind, although they dress up simply, they look happy.Because they have danceable minds. On one hand, if one who is poverty of mind nor body, one will dress up nicely to cover his true thinking up. They even always feel unsatisfied. Most of wealthy men are classified in this group. They have no wisdom.But on the other hand, there are many poor men who own the wisdom because they don't put those wealthy in mind. Moreover, one who is led in either poverty body and mind is bad.
再来呢是身心皆不贫。身心皆不贫的众生呢，当然我们可以看到又很富贵，那么心里又很充实，非常有智慧。像这一类的众生，你会看到他不好名不好利，然后呢非常乐善好施，还非常的谦虚。像呢曾经看过一个居士啊，他呢在布施的时候，他有一天呢有一次啊他发愿要布施慈济去做这个啊希望工程，他将他所有的钱，譬如说他现在有四亿钱，他分四分之一布施，因为他必须保留四分之一资金，还有很多人要靠他养，因为要 给他们工作，他们才能生存。所以呢，当他要布施的时候，他就叫他密施，你去布施。他们两个人就躲开。布施一亿，很多人就觉得非常多，非常的了不起，最少要占一个名号。可是这个人不要，因为他深知，如果让任何人知道这个是我布施的话，一定会有生命危险，会自找麻烦，所以他就躲开了。而经过四年后呢，越布施越富贵，他的资金呢，本来从3亿直接增长到16亿，他又要拿多少出来呢？他又要拿4亿出来布施，可是呢，他仍然躲开，到目前仍然没有人知道到底是谁呢，一次就能够布施2个学校，到现在还没有人知道。只所有的人听到这些善事，都只会只能随喜赞叹，而不知道这个人是谁。这个就是身心皆不平。
Finally, is the poverty neither body nor mind. This kind of living beings have the wealthy in life and wisdom. They are modest and prudent, and they are willing to render the givings. They don't like to seek for name and self-benefit. I ever had heard a layman who owned 400 million of wealth, but he took 1/4 of all his wealth to give people in order to help other poor men. He remained 1/4 of his wealth for his workers' wage, and he and his wife had never shown in front of people. They always asked his secretary to do the giving for him. This man did not ask for name and self-benefit. Moreover, in 4 years later, he was getting rich and rich. His wealth was increasing from 300 million to 1600 million. This time, he decided to take 400 million of money for giving to help others. Until now, there is still no one who knows who the philanthropist is. He is a good example, a person who lives in the poverty neither body nor mind.
那么什么是心贫呢？好像已经在我们那里也有一个居士，他呢，20年当中啊，早上、晚上、中餐全部都是吃饭的，吃那个一个25块的饭盒。可是呢，有一天呢，他死了，在那办公室里面死了一个礼拜都没人知道。后来呢，因为他是死亡，没有直接呢财产赠与，所以政府呢要收他的财产税。算起来才知道他的财产留下来总共有10多亿，光给政府抽税就要抽掉1亿多。但是最高兴的是他那些兄弟姐妹都不用工作，一个人都可以分好几千万甚至于3亿。这个呢就是心很贫乏，但是他的身体不比，他是很有钱，可是他的心很贫乏，他的心只有电脑跟赚钱。
How about the poverty of mind? There was ever a layman who lived in Taiwan. During his 20 years of life, he only ate the $25 of the lunch box every meal. Until he died in his office, no one knew that he had remained up to more than 100 million of money. Even the government would take up to 100 million of tax from him. The most benefited people are his relatives. This person was rich, but he lived in the poverty of mind.
所以自我膨胀、名贵，自己又不肯学习的人， 是一个挺苦的人。我常常呢觉得我自己是一个乞丐王子，虽然呢这个色身物质不是很富贵，可是呢当我在谈话的时候，我心中每天所放的这个光明以及呢这个智慧的财产，不是呢随便一般人所能够啊学习到的。所以身贫跟心贫以及呢身心富贵，你是很难用物质来衡量，唯有你自己肯学的心，唯有你真正肯改正自己的行为，不会很自私。你像有人为我们服务，你感谢他们是理所当然的，可是当大众告诉你要感谢他们的时候，你却呢想到我为什么要感谢他，诶，那别人为什么要替你服务啊？
Therefore, one who is proud for his own name and self-benefit, even he is not willing to learn widely. This kind of person is classified as a poor person. I always referred myself as a prince of beggar. Although I am lacking for those daily materials,The knowledge and brightness of wisdom I have owned in my mind, which are not easier for most of other people to be owned and reached. Conclusion: The real wealthy man is one who is willing to learn widely and one who is not selfish. Don't expect others who have served for you with all your thankful mind to name.
所以呢，贫呢已经够苦了，再加上苦，为什么会加上苦呢？因为贪，多欲是苦，所以就啊多怨恨，多抱怨，只懂得呢抱怨别人对我自己不公平，别人呢不帮助我。可是却从来啊不反省到我肯学的心有多少，我愿改的心有多少，我愿结善缘的行为有多少。
The poor harbor many resentments. People that to complain that they were treated differently and unfair, but they forgot to ask themselves that do I own a widely mind to learn?Am I willing to correct my bad habits? Do I make joyful giving with others?
那么贫苦多怨就恨结恨缘，好像呢我常常讲这个比喻。有一个居士有一次啊跟我出去，他跟我出去的时候呢，他看到很多居士呢看到我都很欢喜，这个也要给我吃，那个也要给我吃，可是呢他心里就不平衡了，因为他跟我出去为什么只给我不给他，他就问我师父，那些人为什么这么不公平，这么大小眼，这么会哄你，只给你吃，只给你用，东西只供养你而不给我。因为我说你这个问题问得很好，我以前也没想过，不过呢后来我跟他讲，你问错人了，你要问你自己嘛。我说怎么问我自己？我说对呀、啊，你跟我出来的目的不就是为了学吗？你应该看我怎么样待人，怎么样处事，前因你应该要学我的前因，你就会到达我这种地步啊。如果你前因都不学，你只是贪心，希望如此，你以为你跟我出来，你就跟我一样平起平坐吗？你的前因没有杀死，你怎么会有这种因缘呢？后来他就不吭声了。很多时候我们是贪求，希望那个名位，希望别人对我们一样尊重。来反观自己问一下，我们尊重他人的心有几分？
The poor harbor many resentments, which causing them to create back affinity or relationship with other people. I had always referred this example. There was ever a layman who went out with me one time. When he saw many other lay people who were joyful to see me, even they wished to offer me the things, this layman felt unfair. He asked me, why do those people so unfair for only offering and giving the things to you? Why don't they give to me? I answered him, and he came out a nice question that I had never thought of it before. I told him, you are to ask yourself. He asked me, why? I answered him, you are coming out with me, and you have to learn the manner how I have been treating others. If you wish to have the same sweet fruit as me, you have to plant the sweet seed first, just like me. If you come out the greed of mine, instead of not learning my good manner or actions to others, how could you expect others to treat you nicely as they treat me? This layman talked nothing at all then. Moreover, most of the time we are only asking for getting the name and benefits. Even we are asking others to respect ourselves, yet we forgot to ask ourselves, how much do I respect others?
人的欲望显露，自己都不自觉，没有耐心听别人讲话。大众呢在听法，但是呢走来走去。在这个时候，大众以欢喜心在听法，虽然龙天护法看不到，可是必定也恭敬合掌，因为难得法缘。你自己定不下来，又在那边走来走去，就引起了所有会场的众生起心动念。如是呢，来入法会，不但没有福，还恨结恶缘。所以很多时候，自己不善因缘，要问自己：当有机会的时候也不来，看到有名的人来，就来随喜。这种心呢，要自己修正。当然，很多时候都学不到任何因缘，所以这个呢是贫苦的众生多怨，恨结恶缘就是不执心，常常啊从私心上一直去纠结，就产生相续私心的恶念。再加上外在的攀缘，当然就贫苦多怨。
Sometimes people have hard time to find out their own desires. For example, it is just as when people are listening the Dharma with a joyful mind, yet at this time, someone have walked round by round. This action will affect other people, and if you do so, you create bad affinity with other people, and this kind of being is poor.
所以我刚刚讲了，你希望别人尊重你，你必定要先尊重一切人。你希望别人对你好，你要先对一切众生好。你希望别人专心聆听你说法、说话，听你的烦恼，你必须呢先学习，定下心呢有那个度量听别人说。那么如果呢？你要对你自己不好一点，那么你就自私一点，只对你自己好就好。
I had just mentioned, if you wish others to respect of you, you have to respect all other living beings first. If you wish others to be nice to you, you have to be nice to all other living beings first. If you wish other people to listen to your preaching of Dhamma or warriors. You must have the open mind to listen to others first. If you wish to treat yourself badly, you can be selfish to be only nice to yourself.
你要学习对人人都好，你希望人家尊重你，你必须从心里面真诚的去尊重人家。我用到今年40多岁，因为我感谢跟学习这些话，才有今天你们看到的我。如果你们今天看到这个形象，千万不要忘记，带回去我14岁的时候听这一句话，你们用什么样的心来接受这一句话？
Every single verse is as our kindly knowledge advisor or good teacher. I had heard this talking when my age of 14. If you wish others to be nice to you, you have learned to be nice to others. If you wish others to respect of you, you have to respect others heartily. Until now, I am 40 more years old. I am still using it. I had been learning something from those verses, and then I had been changed myself until today. Don't forget to go back to my age of 14. You had to ask yourself, if you are me, how do you expect this verse when you had heard?
给我们善待而已。This
token is just as the Bodhisattva's giving to us. In addition, the Bodhisattva's giving is equal regardless of friend or enemy. What does it mean? I had been taught to you that good bad things are not striving for it. Good bad things are getting from being given. By the way, I saw many people who are pity, yet they are without softly hands. Why? Because they were not willing to help others at their past lives. I am different than those people. I must help people right away when I knew that people are in trouble. No matter that God's sickness or any other problems, I will do as best as I can. In a word, we must treat people equally, no matter the one you like or the one you hate. It is not only asking to expect others to have kindly treated to us.